from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Football Friday. Gino Toretta is going to join us in a second. Reminder, if you're looking for Canes or Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to Las Patas. You can check it out online, caneswear.com. So Gino Toretta, who's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, he is coming to us from the great state of Georgia today, by the way. He's on the call tomorrow for the Georgia-Clemson game for Touchdown Radio. Touchdown Radio, pretty good lineup there. Last week, he's in Dublin doing the FSU season kickoff. And tomorrow, Georgia and Clemson, which is a biggie. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. He will join us every week this football season. Talk Canes and college football and NFL and a wide variety of topics that we are known to discuss, like thunder vests in case you're scared of fireworks and mariachi bands and grilling, because Gino, I don't know if I told you guys, Gino is the brand new ambassador for Evening's Delight, which is South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. And they've got a full line of grills and smokers and charcoal and pellets and fuel. And if you know Gino, if you listen to this show, you know how much he loves to be behind the grill, cooking, and Evening's Delight. They've got two locations, Pinecrest and Davie, and they've got some good stuff there. I'm imagining you're a pretty good grill master, Gino.
Yeah, that's probably part of the show, Hawk, that you might have to take off and Channing and I can probably just discuss, because I think we both like cooking. You like going places and just buying food. We like making our own
stuff. I don't own a grill.
You can't grill inside. You don't go outside.
I don't know. I don't own a grill.
I mean, how? I mean, if I could grill 7 days a week if I was home, I mean.
I know. That's your thing. That's most guys' thing.
You don't cook at home. I mean, we've seen pictures of your pantry and your food, you know.
A salmon packet. Who needs more than a salmon packet? It's already it's already made, and it comes in a container that you can eat right out of.
That is so bad. I did have a friend, though, that used to eat a bunch of tuna salad. Like, he thinks he was healthy. He went to the doctor. He had, like, the highest level of mercury his doctor had ever seen. They said, lay off the tuna. So,
is there what on the grill? What on the grill pairs well with an Aperol spritz?
You and the right, spritz. Have you tried the Ugo? Have you tried the Hugo? Yeah. All right. When you try that, then come back to me with your.
I'm all about the Aperol spritz. In fact, I'm going out with the Metzgers and the DeJosephs tonight, and I'm going to order 6 Aperol spritzes for the table before anyone can put an order in.
Do they hand it to Lori, or do they automatically give it to you?
Is that a classy move to order Aperol spritz for the entire table?
Are you that guy? I hate going to dinner with people when they try to order for me or try to order for the whole table. I'm like, dude, I don't like sharing my food, even if it's my wife or my mom. I'm like, no, if I order something better than you, that's too bad. It's mine. I don't touch my plate.
The only time I like that, I'm with someone, maybe I'm at a restaurant I've never been to before, they love, and maybe it's a food stop, maybe it's a Peruvian restaurant, and I don't know Peruvian food, and I say, hey, what should we get? But man, you sit down at a table with someone and they just decide they're going to alpha male you. And they're just like, I'll get it. I know. Trust me. I've been here before. Hey, it's Cheesecake Factory. We've all been here before. And I go, let me get stuff for the table here. This happened. This is always at Runway 84, right? There's always someone at Runway 84 that's going to order for the table. I kind of know what I like. I want veal parmesan. I don't want to have to. Now I'm stuck with an eighth of a veal parmesan because this guy had to order for the entire table.
I hate it the other way too. This seafood tower is not yours. I ordered the seafood tower. Just because it's big as hell doesn't mean you can grab my oysters.
You can't order a seafood tower for yourself.
You order a seafood tower by yourself? That is the most overpriced thing at any restaurant on the planet.
$175.
Like, I hate taking clients out and they're like, yeah, let's get the seafood tower. I'm like, what do you like in the seafood tower? Why don't you just order that? Not like all of it, because I know 20 or 30% of it's going to go to waste. So, you know,
like, it's like Neapolitan ice cream. Nobody wants all three of those flavors. How about we just order double up on the two flavors we actually like?
I will say that's a power move, though, ordering the seafood tower by yourself. Like, and then you don't even have to have conversation with anybody else at the table. You're just like, the hell with it. I got a seafood tower myself.
Power move.
Don't bother me.
That's insane to order a seafood tower for
you. Triple decker sitting in my lap.
No, you know what, though? You know, he likes the lobster. He likes the oysters. He likes the clams.
You know what the biggest ingredient is in a seafood tower? Ice. It's just all ice. It's like an ice tower.
Keep my food cold.
Let me have the ice bucket, please. 175. All right. Put it on Gino's tab. Anyway, Gino Toretta is going to join us every week from courtesy of Evening's Delight. So what can we learn? Obviously, Canes in Gainesville tomorrow. Is there a lesson to be learned? You were in Dublin for FSU's loss. What's the lesson? Is it just that nobody knows anything going into a season?
Well, I think in today's transfer portal age, we're not sure. Like, you know, Florida State, they get DJ Uiagalelei to transfer. So this is his third school. He's an experienced quarterback. And they, you know, people just think, okay, he's experienced. Jordan Travis was experienced. He's just going to step in and operate to the same efficiency. You're not going to have that. It doesn't happen if you're in college. It doesn't happen if you're in the NFL. I think so. You know, we're not really sure of how good a team is going to be unless the team's intact. Like I'm doing Clemson, Georgia. Clemson's intact. They don't mess with the portal. They got a bunch of their guys back. Georgia has a ton of their guys back, but they mess with the portal. They bring some guys in. They got some cash to spend up there in Athens. So I would say we're not really sure, and I think that it's who's going to be the best team. It's not who has the best roster. Florida State still has a better roster than Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech just had a better team that day. Their game plan worked. They were like, the hell with it. We're going to just shove the ball right down your throat, and if you don't stop us, we're going to take a ton of time off the clock. I think the new clock rules in college football are changed that where the clock doesn't stop when you're resetting the markers on first down, which it shortened that game. And I think Florida State was caught flat-footed. There was no sense of urgency. Like I'm watching the game, I'm like, man, Georgia, in the first half, Georgia Tech had a 7-minute drive. Florida State gets the ball back in their own 40, and they're not even aggressive with 2-minute drill or anything. I'm like, man, you didn't get that many opportunities in the first half. You need to adjust. And I think that I would bet there's some coaches that watch that game that are going, wow, we used to have 85 plays. They just ran 60-something. That's a different game plan when you only got 60 plays to run to try to win a football game.
And, Gino, what do you need to see with the Canes? I'm not just talking trash because what you have is funny you brought it up. Billy Napier has to be way more aggressive. I saw too many fourth and ones against Mississippi State where he's punting the ball. And I'm like, bro, you're Florida. So that's one thing. I have the play calling and then the offense. Are they going to go out and really sling it around? Or are they going to let Mertz dink and dunk the whole game? Because I don't think they can win that way. What do you want to see out of UM to prove that they're a top 25 team?
Well, I think the first, control the line of scrimmage. The O-line is intact. So, you know, can they be as good and even better than they were last year? I think the defensive side, we talk about Bain and those guys. The defensive front, JT's got some horses now. So, like, are they going to get after it? So I would say control the line of scrimmage. The skill guys, I think we've had the skill guys. We got Cam can throw it. You know, you got Martinez came in. They got two stud running backs. you know, I think we have the skill guys there. Yeah, I think to me, control the line of scrimmage and try to, and you know as well as I do, you got to get the swamp crowd out of it as fast as possible, because I've been in there, and no offense, but they will stream out of that stadium in that hot ass sun as fast as possible. If they get down by two touchdowns and they're not thinking it's looking very good, you know as well as I do, they're back tailgating before the end of that game. So I would say try to get the fans out of it as fast as possible, because you don't, you know, heck, the Florida State Georgia Tech game, you let a team hang around with you, the longer you do that, then that team thinks, well, hell, they don't want to win the game, maybe we can win it, you know. So that's what I would say, is just try to take them out as early as possible.
How difficult is it to open the season at a place like Gainesville? And it's a rival, so the fans are amped up as it is. Like, is this too difficult a task for a Miami team that's, you know, pretty new?
I don't think it's a difficult task. I think that as a player, man, you love it. You're hyped for whenever you have this game, whether it's the first game, the 10th game, you know, middle of the season, it doesn't matter. You're hyped to have this game. And I think that both teams have been preparing, using the noise, using the speakers, all that stuff. It's going to be new with the communication, the headsets now with the quarterback and then the middle linebacker, so whoever calling the defense. So they've been preparing for the noise all summer. You get extra time. So I think that probably both sides will feel pretty confident going into the game. Hey, this is our game plan. This is what we want to do. And I think that, you know, for Miami, what I'd like to see them do, don't worry about what the other team does. It's like, find out what you do well and do it well and go out there and dominate. And that's it. And don't worry about, hey, if Florida does this defensively or this. No, you know what? If they do this, then we do this. It's just do your stuff and do it well and go out there and dominate.
And Gino, UM hired what did you get excited about, Hawk? A clock management company?
Yeah. Did you watch the end of that game last season?
What is that, Gino? Like, I know they hired.
They had that guy last season instead of Mario eating a seafood tower on the sideline there. Perhaps they had a whole different outcome.
Is he changing the outcome of a season, the clock management man that they just paid?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say maybe it's just we pay a little bit more attention to the clock. I don't know if there's a new clock management man. I just think if there's an opportunity to take a knee, we take a knee. So
Deion Sanders almost made a huge mistake last night. Did you watch that Colorado game last night, Gino?
I did not see it, but I will go back and watch it. Did he do something similar at the end?
He could have run out the clock at the end, and instead he threw deep on first down and they're in the lead. I don't know for what reason. It was an incomplete pass, and then North Dakota State still had a timeout. North Dakota State ended up getting the ball back. They didn't score, so it didn't matter. But, man, it gave me PTSD.
Well, I would say this, and it doesn't matter. Any team that I've ever been on, coaches get caught up in the game. And at times they can forget, you know, hey, here's the situation down a distance or whatever it is. And I'll give you a for example. Florida State, junior year, wide right one ended up being, we called a timeout because Florida State's defense was going to blitz. I go to the sidelines. We talk it out. I come to the field. For some reason, the 25-second clock started quick. I get to the line of scrimmage. Florida State comes in a different blitz. We have a different protection, but I'm SOL. I know I'm going to get smoked if I snap the ball. I call timeout again. There was 2 seconds on the play clock. I couldn't change the protection. And I turned to go to the sidelines, and Dennis Erickson threw his headset off and screamed at me. What are you doing? I might have shown him one finger, and it wasn't the number one. And I said, look at the 25-second clock. And he looked at it. By the time I got to the sidelines, he patted me on the head, and he said, nice job. Because he didn't realize, he was so caught up in the play and that he didn't realize, okay, they came down a late blitz. We're dead to rights. They got us. I knew what 5 yards meant in that game. 5 yards were golden. And by the time I got to the, so just in that short walk, he figured it out of what happened. So I think that it's always good to make sure that, you know, Mario said they have protocols in place. He didn't follow them. You know, he probably overruled a coach. No, we're going to run the play. We're going to get Chaney another carry. And then it didn't end up well. Well, I just, to me, is you don't ever take that chance. You got the game in the hand. Get on a knee and go from there. I mean, it's the same thing with when do we go for two? You know, when do you not go for two? There's always coaches that should be focused on that got to be in Mario's ear.
Gino Toretta. So he's going to join us every week on this show, courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. They have super high-end stuff if you're looking to create an outdoor kitchen. I'll give you a question here in honor of this new partnership with us and you and Evening's Delight. If you were at home grilling for the Canes-Gators game tomorrow, I know you'll be on the call for Touchdown Radio, but if you're grilling, what is the proper grill menu week one, Canes, Gators, what are you firing up?
Since it's week one, I have plenty of time to prepare. So I'm going to probably do my famous New York spicy steak. So that's about probably 2 cups of herbs, about 10 cloves of garlic, grind it up, just slather all over those New Yorks and let them sit in the fridge for a few days. And it just moistens the New York up. And then I'm going to just throw them on the grill and sear the heck out of them and nice medium rare. And that would be my go-to with extra time.
What's coming with that though? Because you can't serve that at a barbecue and then throw some Lay's potato chips on a paper plate. So like what's going with that?
You know, I do like a homemade coleslaw. You know, I do really? Like a homemade slaw. I do like a homemade slaw. And then you got to have some type of starch. So probably like a golden baked potato, if you will.
You grill them?
Yeah, you can smoke them. Put the potatoes on the smoker. Put a little olive oil and salt on the outside. Make them crispy and smoke your potato. Heck yeah!
How about a little sweet corn on the grill? How about a little sweet corn on the grill? Come on,
that's not bad. If I did corn, I would leave it in the husk, saturate it with water, and then put it on the grill. And then
the guy knows what he's talking about.
That's a barbecue. Yeah. He's a burgers and dogs guy, Gino.
Hawks takes. Listen, I take his fast food takes, and I'm like, okay, you like the fast food and that, but you know, leave the grilling to us. I mean,
I'm going to someone's house for a barbecue, I prefer a couple of dogs, maybe a burger.
You gave me a bad time because, like, if I'm having people over for bar, I just ask them what they like. Like, because some people like chicken more, or some people like fish more than they like steak. And then I would change.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The menu to that, you know.
Well, if I tell you I like pizza,
then I'd order, you know, a pizza down the street and I'd give you a couple slices and the rest of us would have a nice proper barbecue meal.
What if Crowder tells you he wants a seafood tower?
It was funny, you know, I got 6 slabs of ribs laid on the smoker.
Look at you.
Somebody tells me I don't eat pork. I said, well, you're going to be hungry today, fella. I got some Lay's in there, but yeah. get you a burger for yourself.
You're like Publix is 1.1 miles around the corner, my man. If you want some food or protein, right, you better go get yourself.
You got
some.
The app. What do you want on your pub shop?
Instacart. They might be able to deliver for me to go.
Gino Toretta. He will join us every week, courtesy of Evening's Delight, on this very radio program, and he's on the call tomorrow. Georgia Clemson on Touchdown
Wait a
Radio.
Second. Hey, is Channing, you're at home. Are you going to the game? When are you driving up?
No, I'm not going. I got to work.
What?
They work me too much. Yeah, I got to go to Vegas on Saturday. Saturday night.
You've been talking for months. You were going to be on the sidelines talking all kinds of mess.
He tries to talk it into existence, and then when the sideline passes don't come, he hightails it.
Are we sure you're not going because you don't want to see a beatdown and you don't have confidence in your boys, or what's going on here?
They kind of, you know, they can talk a lot of trash. I'm in Miami. I didn't want to be the guy on the sideline going too crazy. No, man, I had a sideline pass.
I thought they were having a parade for you in Alachua County up there, the little north of Gainesville.
They know me. I got a picture on the wall in the holding cell.
They've had a parade for him up there. It was three state troopers.
Is it Alachua or Alachua?
I just follow them to the station. They stopped arresting me. They just said, come with me. I'd follow them in my own truck.
Have a good
day. Hey, buddy, run this tag. Oh, don't worry. That's Channing.
That's Crowder. Recognize it anywhere. Have a good call on the game tomorrow. And again, Gino Toretta, courtesy of Evening's Delight, every week on this radio show. They've got two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. See you, Gino.
Looking forward to it, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.